Oh, it's me?
Sometimes you just like to listen to Sting, so, you know, your option.
Is it? Oh, there's the Sting.
You know it is.
Yes. I thought that was the weather. All right, bring it up a little bit. Yes. This is Life with Psychic Susanna on 1110 KFAB. You know, this is the show you turn to every Sunday night at 7:30 for information that will take you from your issues today into your future. We've got a couple more guests coming in, but we're waiting for your calls. The number is 1-800-543-1110, 558-1110. We'll be taking your calls early because we have another guest after this guest. And this guest came to me. But first, let me just tell you, you've got information about this guest if you belong to Life with Psychic Susanna on Facebook, because it went out. Also, please join me at Susanna Stickney on Facebook and Twitter. That's where you get my daily intention. We're going to help the world be better one thought at a time, one message at a time. This is where you will get yourself in the best place it can. This show gives you the knowledge that you can pass on, and I want you to pass on. This show will give you the support you can get, and I want you to pass that on. It's all about helping each other one step at a time. This is a very interesting book that my friend read for me. It is called In a Flash, Miracles Here and Beyond, and it's actually a memoir from a local author named Kim Justice. Thank you for being here, Kim.
Thanks for having me, Susanna.
All right. Now, tell me again. Now, Kim, as I understand this, you have had a brain aneurysm. Is that correct?
It is. In 1995, I had a ruptured brain aneurysm.
And what is the success rate of living after that? Isn't it something like?
About 50% of the people who have a rupture die, and two-thirds of the remaining 50% have some degree of residual after effects.
Okay. And you have a little bit of a residual after effect, as you were telling me?
I have a pretty bad short-term memory, some chronic pain issues, a little trouble with vision, night vision. My chauffeur brought me tonight.
I've never had an aneurysm, and you don't want to see me drive at night, I got to tell you. Tell me about the whole experience, how you brought this book to the forefront, and why did you write this book? It's called In a Flash, Miracles Here and Beyond. Tell me.
Susanna, when this happened back in 1995, I did journal the experience. I mailed it to myself, kind of that old-fashioned way of copywriting where you mail it to yourself and you don't open it. And I had every intention of writing the book and simply didn't do it. And more life was going to need to unfold. More information was going to present itself. And a series of circumstances set up that let me know that now was the time to write my book. Einstein said that coincidences are God's way of working anonymously.
Amen.
And
amen. All is in divine order.
That's right. And miracles happened for me and to me during my illness and my recovery. But as a result of that, I became more aware, and I had the opportunity to be a messenger and facilitate miracles in the lives of others over the last 15 years. And so mine is a message of hope. I did witness that life goes on after death, and that our loved ones we will see again in the spirit realm. And
now, did you see the spirit realm?
I did. Uh-huh. I did.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was in a coma in the course of having this aneurysm. And
how long were you in the coma, by the way?
11 days.
11 days. Go
11
ahead.
Days. And I suddenly became aware of the color green. It was as if someone had put a green cloth over my eyes. But the color was so sharp and crisp and intense. It was like nothing I had ever seen before.
And by the way, the green is the heart chakra.
Oh.
Okay, go on.
Okay, good. No, this is good. Maybe you can help with some of this. But all I was aware of was the green. Mm-hmm. And then it started going back, moving back, moving back until I became, it was aware of the fact that it was a small sprig of like an evergreen tree. And I was so close up into it that I almost felt like I was part of the tree. And I don't remember any fear, and the pain that I had been constantly aware of was removed, and I had the curiosity of a child. It mm-hmm. was as if I was looking out of my own eyes, but I didn't see my body. My body wasn't present. And the scene moved back a little, and I was standing next to that tree, looking out at a grassy field and a very crisp blue sky with clouds, little white clouds passing by. And I saw a group of people out in the field. It looked kind of like a Sunday social. But
right.
I was very aware that people were dressed in period clothing. Mm-hmm. Some I recognized and some I didn't. I saw a little girl with long blonde hair, ribbons in her hair, running across the scene laughing as she was an old game where the hula hoop rolls
right.
in front,
mm-hmm.
guided with a
you
stick.
Bet.
And as she went through the scene, I saw the back of a man, and I started down at his shoes and was gazing up, up, up. And as I was gazing up, he was beginning to turn around. And just as my eyes met his, I recognized him as my grandfather. My grandfather and I had been very close, and he had passed away a number of years before. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about this is that he was younger than I had ever known him.
Yes, yes. In spirit, we get to be any age we want. Isn't that cool?
It is cool. That's very cool.
You know, I'll be forever 21, but go ahead. Finish the story.
Well, it was just I didn't have any doubt that it was him from the moment that I saw him. But the whole time I knew him, he was a short Italian man with a mm-hmm. belly and balding and gray hair, and this was a slender man with a full head of dark hair. But mm-hmm. the minute our eyes locked, I had no doubt that it was him, and I took a step to approach him, and I heard, "It's not your time," mm-hmm. and I didn't see him say that, but those words came into my mind, and it was as
it's called telepathy.
Ah, okay. Well, and at that point, it was as if I had hit a piece of glass and it stopped. It ended, and I became aware of the pain again and was back in darkness.
Right. So you actually visited heaven. Tell me what that experience has taught you about life.
Well, it's taught me not to take life for granted, that life is, in fact, a gift, not an entitlement. It taught me that there is a power greater than ourselves orchestrating it. And I think we all go through times where, you know, dark times, each of us in our own way, where we quit on others or quit on ourselves, mm-hmm. Become overwhelmed and it's a mistake to not think that we're alone, you know, that there isn't
a
divine presence to guide us, to bring us comfort, and to keep our faith and hope going.
There is a saying that once you have, you're close to death, and you experience what you have experienced, you get the big picture. And the big picture isn't, oh, my shoelace broke.
Right.
The big picture is, I am alive. And there may be a temporary issue, but right. I am alive and I'm empowered to break through that temporary issue. So when you get the big picture, all the other little dramas seem so unimportant.
That's right. Your priorities really change. And I think I've gotten
it. Would be great if our priorities, changed without us having to go with what you went through.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
This is why we're glad you wrote the book in a flash.
I think another thing is just it's helped me be aware that there's a lot of God in my life works through people. Mm-hmm. And at the darkest times, I've learned to pay attention. And I think that's part of what I wanted to say in my book, is that when you pay attention, people are placed in your lives that are a beacon of light in your times of darkness, and they'll bring you to the other side when life happens and it's not quite the way we want it to, that there are angels living among us that are here to help. And that's one of the things, you know, my life was saved for a reason, and I think that part of that reason is to help others
who have gone through this. This is a very inspirational book. It's called In a Flash, Miracles Here and Beyond. Where do we get this book, Kim?
Well, locally, we're available in Parables, Soul Desires, and The Bookworm.
Okay.
And you can also visit my website at inaflash.org. That's mm-hmm. inaflash.org. There, the book is available autographed through the website, on Amazon as a paperback. Or in most all of the ebook formats, the Nook, Kindle, and through Apple. And all that information is on my website, inaflash.org.
And today you brought us a mate. You have a husband here.
I did.
You.
I brought my husband, Gary.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
And the nice, sweet guy with an Eddie Bauer shirt. But anyway, you, after the accident, as you're coming back from all of this, how long after the accident did you meet Harry?
Gary and I met about 10 years after I had my aneurysm. We were married 05, 05, 05, at 5.
Well, and the interesting thing is that so many people who have gone through what you had done would be going on a pity party and saying, I can't, there's no life ahead. But look at you. You've made a life. You've inspired others with your actions. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Suzanne. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for the chocolate raspberries. You're getting none, Jim.
Hey, we're coming. Come on now. I can shut off your mic. Remember that.
Well, yeah, but it's closed, and I don't want to open them. We're coming back to Sarah and is that Tim. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Life with Psychic Susanna on 1110 KFAB.
This is Life with Psychic Susanna on 1110 KFAB.